Our human nature compels us to be fascinated and even entertained by mysteries and the unknown, unless it involves our own lives and the people in them. Those are the times we need and demand answers, which sometimes can't be found. My next guest is the host of a show on Investigation Discovery, which seeks those hidden answers in order to bring peace to families whose lives have been invaded by violence in a variety of ways. The show is Breaking Homicide, which will have its season finale later on tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Investigation Discovery. Along with being the show's host, a decorated police officer and undercover detective who's also worked with the FBI, ATF, and Secret Service, he's also author of the book, The Undercover Edge, Derek Levasseur. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Chris. Appreciate it.
And the website, investigationdiscovery.com, and learn more about Breaking Homicide. And for those who aren't clued into the show, give us just the overview of what the mission is each week.
The best way to describe it is if you've seen America's Most Wanted, it's a combination of America's Most Wanted and the show First 48, where essentially Chris and I, Dr. Chris Mohandy, who's a forensic psychologist, we go into these hometowns at the request of the family members or friends of the victims. We look at a case that is either unsolved or has some type of cloud over it where they feel like the conclusions weren't accurate. We go to each crime scene. We re-interview witnesses. We look at the evidence. We speak to the police departments, and we try to develop new leads or reaffirm old conclusions. So we go in there. We try to do our own independent investigation with a fresh set of eyes. And ultimately, by the end of the two-hour episode, we have some findings and some conclusions for these families and friends that they can take moving forward, which we also turn over to the active investigators at the respected police departments in charge of these cases. The hope of the show is to not only do our own investigatory practices and see what happens, but to also involve the viewers. So the viewers can see these shows, they're live, they're active, and they can may have something that could ultimately contribute to closing these cases. So it's a collective effort, and we're hoping that our efforts in conjunction with the viewers, we may bring some closure for these families and ultimately solve some cases.
That's why I like Investigation Discovery's Breaking Homicide, because there are a lot of shows that set out to do what you guys do, but you've got like the ultimate humanity to what you do, and the elements, the means, the methods by which you connect the story and the people with the audience, I think, just adds to it. So, I mean, just as a viewer and maybe a student of the mechanics of this type of TV show, job well done on that regard. And I mentioned the season finale is tonight at 10 p.m. It takes you out to Palmdale, California. What was the case out there?
Right. So the case is a woman by the name of Michelle O'Keefe. She was at a park and ride with her vehicle. She was tragically shot and murdered by an unknown individual. At the time, there was a security guard there, Ray Jennings. He was questioned, and the police actually believed he did it. It took three trials, but he was charged and convicted of killing Michelle O'Keefe. However, 11 years later, that charge and conviction was overturned, and he was released. However, some family members and obviously just regular people who know the case still believe he did it. So we have two questions to answer in this finale, which is uncommon for us. But the first question is, did Ray Jennings do it? And the second one is, if he didn't do it, who did? Who else was there that night that had the means, motive, and opportunity? But I will tell you this right on your show. We wanted to speak to these individuals face-to-face, and we were able to track down Ray Jennings, and he agreed to a TV interview. And we asked them some tough questions. So the viewers are going to get to judge for themselves tonight if they believe he's telling the truth or not.
Talking about Breaking Homicide's Derek Levasseur. The season finale is later on tonight on Investigation Discovery at 10 p.m. Eastern. InvestigationDiscovery.com is the website. You listen to issues and ideas. You take on these cases that have, in so many instances, so much tie between when the crime was perpetrated, life was lost in the here and now. And people, the layperson would think that, well, how much is there to work with? Is it more you need the involvement of the as many people and memories and truth, spoken truth that you can get? Or is technology the savior now more than it could have been maybe 10, 15 years ago?
Well, there's a few things. One, we're trying to give a national exposure to it because the case hasn't been solved for a certain reason. So we're trying to reverse engineer why that is. And one of the hopes is that somebody watching the show may be connected to it personally and may see something on the show that jarred something in their memory and has them come forward, or the potential suspect watching the case may say, you know, see the effect they've had on the family members, and it's not likely, but it could have an impact on them. But you really did nail it in the last part of what you said there. The big advantage to doing it again, to relooking at everything, is not only the fresh perspective that Chris and I bring in, because we're not personally connected to the case. We have no skin in the game. We're just going to give our opinions based on our own experiences in the training. But the big advantage we have is science and technology is always evolving. And by having the opportunity to look at evidence that was collected and preserved 30 years ago with this new science and technology, we can recreate certain situations that happened back then and evaluate if they're right or wrong, essentially. We can see, hey, listen, based on what we know now, this couldn't have happened. Or based on what we know now, this is completely plausible. So we're using all that science and technology that's available to reinvestigate these cases and ultimately give our conclusions to the family members, but also make recommendations based on that science and technology to the law enforcement agencies in charge of these cases.
And like you said, too, all you need, I mean, it's fantastic odds when you think about it. You're bringing the story through TV, stream, internet, delayed watching, whatever the case may be, to millions of people. You just need, theoretically, one person to connect with, hey, I remember whatever, and that could change the whole situation.
That's it. I mean, look at the Golden State Killer. That's a perfect example of it, you know. I can tell you right now, I'm sure most people did not think that case was going to get solved, and then with the flick of a switch, you know, some innovation as far as, you know, DNA analysis and, you know, just a good idea and a break in the case, and that's why the show's called Break in Homicide. We're looking for those breaks that ultimately result in an arrest.
How did you land this gig? Because I think, you know, you get approached by TV producers, pitching ideas. Were you cautious about, well, is this going to be sensationalistic? Is it going to be on the reality side? What were your prerequisites for taking this job?
Well, Chris and I worked on a show before this where we looked at the theory that O.J. Simpson may have been innocent, and we ultimately concluded he wasn't. I know, spoiler alert. But we worked really well together, and what happened after that show was we started to be, you know, we were inundated with requests from normal, everyday people who were looking for us to do the same thing with their loved ones' investigation, and we started thinking that we could really do something here to help certain people. So we actually presented the idea to Investigation Discovery, and their response was, hey, listen, we've been receiving requests and calls for help for years from our fans, and we feel collectively we can create something that is the answer to those calls for help. So it was a collective effort. I knew that Investigation Discovery is all about authenticity and as far as trying to make it as true to a real investigation as possible. And they really let us run with it. They didn't interfere at all. It wasn't sensationalized. We did what we had to do. They didn't interfere. And I'm really proud of the final product because this is exactly what you would do in a cold case, with the exception of being able to go into the evidence lockers ourselves. Everything we do is the same exact way we would do it without the cameras there.
When you look back at the stories you've done with Breaking Homicide, as well as before this in your previous career, how shocking is it when you contemplate the evil capabilities of the human mind?
I see society in a little different of a way, because when you're a police officer, nobody really calls you to come to a party. They only call you when they're going through one of the worst times in their life. And I've gotten the unfortunate opportunity to see how evil people can really be and what people are capable of when they're desperate or they're not in the right mind state. And it's unfortunate, but it's a reality. And that's why we need shows like this, things like this, where we as a collective effort, you know, the audience and Chris and I, the good people of the world, can work together to seek out evil and get them off our streets. You know, just because the case is tough to solve doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. You have to look at it from the perspective of, what if it was your brother, your father, your sister, your mother? Would you stop? And I think the answer is no. And we're trying to show that this show ultimately, at the end of the day, creates hope. Hope that regardless of how much time has passed, there are people out there who are good and who do care. And regardless of what type of evil is in the world, we outweigh the bad and we can ultimately prevail in whatever we want to accomplish if we work together.
The season finale of Breaking Homicide later on tonight, 10 p.m. on Investigation Discovery, investigationdiscovery.com, the website. And don't forget Derek's book, as well, The Undercover Edge. Derek Levasseur, thanks so much for the reality that you bring, the humanity that's and healing that you bring to so many families through your work, both now and in your previous career. Thanks for being here today.
I appreciate the kind words. You take care. Have a great day.